Good afternoon, Dr. Nazreen. Again, the second title of our presentation is Effect of Different Ratios of Red and Blue LED Light on Greenhouse Tomato Production. And actually, we use different ratios of LED light for growth chamber and greenhouse. Here is the greenhouse production, and we also measure the phytochemicals. But here I am not showing any phytochemicals data here, only the production and initial data. So conventional lighting system for greenhouse utilizes broad spectrum light source such as a high pressure sodium light or fluorescent lamps. But these lamps are excellent luminous source for human eye, but are not the most efficient light source for plant production. With LEDs, specific wavelengths can be produced, creating a custom light spectrum targeted for maximum plant production. And here the spectrum of space light, we get this spectrum from the GE and 2012. And we can see the spectrum of SPS there emitted is very broadband, and the emission ranges from 390 nm to 800 nm. And the spectral distribution is not readily controlled in SPS. This is the spectrum of LED light. Here I am showing the 14 different LED light their spectrum. Their emission is very small bandwidth, and good thing is here the spectral distribution is readily be controlled. The objective of this study was to determine the combination of red and blue LED light was optimum for greenhouse tomato production. So we use the same system, the tomato seedling. We use tiny team, the cherry tomato seedlings, and we use the seed into raw hole in growing and germinated in growth chamber under fluorescent lamp. And 2 to 3 weeks small seedling we transplanted in a raw hole cubes and a hydroponic system. And the hydroponic solution was the same, the half-resistant solution and Hoagland Harpiston solution, and the chamber environment was 25 degrees centigrade in temperature, and carbon dioxide was ambient, and photo period was 15 hours. And the tomato plants were harvested after 4 months of transplant. So we also use the same ratios, that is 5:1, 10:1, and 19:1, and for control we applied SPS lamp. And this is the tomato plant culture under different ratios of red to blue LED light. This figure is showing the fresh mass accumulation of tomato plants cultured under different ratios of red to blue LED light, and we can find almost significantly similar fresh mass accumulation in 10:1 and 19:1 red to blue LED light, and lowest was in control. And the similar tendency was observed in the dry mass accumulation also. The significantly similar dry mass accumulation was observed in 10:1 and 19:1 red to blue ratios of LED light. And flower number plants under different ratios of LED light, and we can see the highest flower number per plant was observed at 19:1 ratios of red to blue LED light. And fruit number per plant, and highest number of fruit was observed 19:1 ratios of red to blue LED light, and almost similar 5:1, and the contour they're significantly similar. And the fruit weight, the highest fruit weight was observed in 19:1, and second highest was in 10:1, and lowest one is control. And actually the control and 5:1, we found almost similar in the weight. In conclusion, the higher biomass accumulation and fruit production in tomato plants are observed at 19:1 ratios of red to blue LED light. And different ratios of red to blue LED light can improve tomato fruit production with SPS and have the ability to become the dominant supplemental greenhouse lighting system. Thank you very much. And before that, I would like to thank Biomass Production Lab at McGill and funding source FQRNG General Electric Company and Urban Barn. And thank you very much. Only the fresh mass I use, not fruit is I make different to it. It's only the upper portion, aerial portion of the plant, not root, only the upper portion, aerial portion.
Did you pick the pick all of the fruit at the end, or did you pick them over several times?
Several times I did, and after 4 months I pick up everything. Yes. Because in tomato, their fruiting time is different. Yes. Yes. No, actually previous experiment was in growth chamber, this is in greenhouse. Greenhouse, they are computer, they are setting 20, I told them setting point at 25, but their DLI is different. And I have, when I write my paper, that I have to show my daylight, because here I am not using, just this is the setup point I explained here. Because I use this experiment in summer time and also winter time, so two times is different, the experiment result also is different. Yes?
How do you make sure your solar light is the same between treatments?
Actually, in the greenhouse, I cannot explain that thing that 100% correct, but I tried because I make some shade for upper in this area. I'm trying to, intensity of making the similar, but 100% it is not. Yes?
You reported the light intensity, and if you have a tomato that's growing over a 4 month period, obviously it's changing. So was that intensity reported the instantaneous measurement at the beginning of the experiment, or for the middle, or for the end, or did you adjust the height of the lights?
Actually, this is the average because I use the hobo. So this is the average of 4 months. Actually, I do. But in summer and winter, it will be different because this one is the winter time. So in summer time, the temperature is a little bit different.
So where did you measure? Where did you take the measurements?
Actually, I put the hobo in the upper of the bench of our setup bench.
So the top of the plant?
Oh no, like what is the base of the plant, not upper in the plant. Yes. Not the bench. I actually called it the bench.
The bench.
Yes, the bench. Yes.
What was that light level? Sorry. What is that? And what was that light level? The DLI or the and also the supplemental lighting?
Actually, supplement in the LED light. We don't use any other supplement. Only LED light we use, and also the upper. I use the curtain to make these things, and the upper portion. We don't use curtain actually, we use the daylight. And the SPS lamp, we use the SPS light and also the daylight is this thing. And temperature normally in greenhouse, we maintain, in computer monitoring, and we maintain 25 degree. But it is quite different because I have to take this data for the whole 4 months data. And I have to summarize that one also because the winter time data actually. Yes. The light level was I use 120 power for the LED light, and the SPS lamp is nearly 200. Actually, SPS I cannot control less than 200 because that this SPS lamp is set up with the greenhouse actually.
Any more questions? Any question for all the previous presentation? Any more questions?
I have a question for both them. I was really surprised to see the about a 50% decrease in photosynthetic efficiency as you went from 430 to 450 nanometers. Any idea of why that happens?
Currently we have no clue why it happened. It's not the biggest difference we ever found for now. But when lighting can light intensity increase for red webcam or blue webcam, like 60 or 120 micromole, there's a more those like big values we found. So we're still trying to figure out why.
Any more questions or any comments?
Following up on that question, you said you have this gap and you weren't able to measure the wavelength between 450 something and 470 something. Do you have a plan to be able to fill that?
We were trying to purchase some new LEDs.
Okay. So you think you will be able to get, and so you should be able to see where you get that difference. Yeah. Point.
to keep you there until you
sorry, actually, he is doing my extension work. Actually, I initially did 14 ADD light test, the same thing, and he is doing more small because for 400 to 700, I use 14 ADD light, 404, 450, and 410. That time, we get the 14 ADD light. But now, it has improved the ADD light technology, and he is trying to get more small band. And he's trying how much he can purchase, and he's trying. And initially we use the mono spectrum, but we did not need that time because we cannot expect the small band. So that's why with only the Licon, I already presented last time. And he's doing monochromatic, and he's trying to divide a very small band, and he used this setup actually. And this gap. Also, my experiment also I have this gap, and still now I did not fill up this gap. And hopefully when he will purchase this thing, so because in Mark is trying to contact the GE and other lighting company Philips, and he's trying to purchase and ordering their light to do this experiment actually. Thank you.